Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free 855-450-FREE. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you will find completely free at freetalklive.com. Get to control the content of the site if you would like. You can vote up and down on the various different items that you see on the front page. Or, what's more important, is actually voting on the upcoming stories page. Because if you go to the upcoming stories page at freetalklive.com, that's where all the fresh content is that listeners like you have submitted to the site. And then once an article or item or whatever is submitted to the site, it awaits a certain number of votes on the upcoming stories page. If it receives the correct number of votes, it will then be promoted to the front page of the website, where the host of the show will be more likely to see it, and other listeners will also be more likely to see it. So it's a big social bookmarking website just for you, the listener of the show. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Still to come, the lockdown at an Illinois school that involved gunfire. We will explain to you what that's all about. Plus, Daryl, you've got a story about the space shuttle that exploded back in, what was it, 2002?
2003?
Okay, so we'll get to some background information on that and why it's relevant 10 years later. But Andy is still with us listening in Pennsylvania. We just barely gotten you in there toward the end of the last hour, and you didn't have a chance to really get your thoughts out. So go ahead, sir.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Sure can.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was saying that, I believe that Cynthia Davis deserves to be removed from office. I mean, what she's essentially doing, she's abusing her position to basically threaten the use of force against people whom she is supposed to represent. And she definitely deserves to be removed from office. I mean, if you or I did that as a private citizen, we could actually go to prison. You know, that's called making terrorist threats. But she does that, you know, as a legislator and can threaten to use the force of government against you. And it's okay. You know, so And actually this leads me to another point of discussion here and in connection with this, and that is kind of a flaw that I see in New Hampshire as having been the target state for the Free State Project.
Okay.
And that is one of the flaws that I see, and I'm not saying I'm totally against it. You know, there's a lot. New Hampshire has a lot of good things too, so don't get me wrong. But I'm just pointing out a flaw, and that is I think that where we have government, that there ought to be an initiative referendum and recall process where you can do a petition, and that's a legally binding petition. And if this, you know, if New Hampshire does not have this, now I believe there is some kind of a local initiative process just in the city of Manchester, but as far as statewide, this process does not exist.
And it's funny you bring that up, because Daryl and I were talking about that just by coincidence.
During one of the news breaks.
Yeah, during a break earlier tonight. And when Daryl brought it up, I kind of, you know, my point was the initiative process is dangerous as well. Like, so it's not necessarily, I think, a bad thing that it doesn't exist, because I know that when I was living in Florida, every single time an initiative was put on the ballot, almost every time it passed. So even if it was something ridiculous like banning smoking from all, public places or public restaurants, or if it was creating this $10 billion light rail or something like that, or speed rail, some kind of a train that goes.
And then another initiative repealed the light rail.
Right. I don't know if it was a light rail, but it was some kind of a high-speed rail, I think they called it, that was supposed to run between Tampa and Orlando. And they were going to just pour millions, if not billions, of dollars into this thing. It was ridiculous. And then years later, somebody else put an initiative on the ballot to repeal that, and it passed with the same percentage that it passed the first time. So the repeal passed with 70%, and the creation of it passed with 70%. So it's almost as though voters will go in and just vote for these things simply because they're there. And to some extent, that can be kind of dangerous. But I get what you're saying. I don't think the recall thing's a bad idea.
Well, one thing that would...
Yeah, let me elaborate on that a little bit more. I mean, first of all, I think that there should be a recall process where you can, you know, get rid of elected officials. And if there's such a process existed in the state of New Hampshire, then I would urge you all to do a recall petition. In fact, I would even, I may even come into New Hampshire to get signatures on it. I mean, to recall this woman from office.
Unfortunately, New Hampshire doesn't have recall.
Yes, and I think that's in my opinion, a flaw. Now, I understand what you're saying, that an initiative process can be abused. It can be used for anti-liberty purposes as well. But first of all, most initiatives do not pass. I've studied this quite a bit. And
initiatives don't gather enough signatures to get on the ballot.
Yes, most of them do not get on the ballot. Now, to the ones that do get on the ballot, the majority of them do not pass. Now, also, I know in any state in the country, the legislature can put an initiative on the ballot. And, in fact, I know in the state of Texas and in the state of Alabama, neither of which have a citizens' initiative process, the legislature frequently puts initiatives on the ballot.
Right.
And, a lot of people talk about, California, and they try to blame problems in California. Oh, it's the initiative process. No, it's not the initiative process. In fact, if not for the initiative process, I think California would actually be worse. It's the legislature. That's the problem in California. And also, I lived in California for a number of years, and I can tell you that, sometimes people will say, well, California, they got all these initiatives on the ballot, but what they don't tell you is that oftentimes half of the initiatives are not put on the ballot through a petition. They're put on the ballot by the legislature. So it's not,
yeah.
But they always try to blame, in every state that has an initiative process, the legislators are trying to get rid of it,
mm-hmm.
or to make it more difficult to do them.
And that could be an indicator that is a good thing. I just know from my experience down in Florida, I never really saw an initiative that I liked come across the initiative process, and most of them seemed to pass down there. But, things are different in other places. And the point you bring up about New Hampshire, it's not a perfect place, but it is the freest place in all of the 50 states. And, as far as the legislature is concerned, if you did want to do an initiative process, you might be able to get that through the legislature in New Hampshire, because you can actually get elected in New Hampshire, unlike these other states where you have no chance ever of being elected as a
minority person. And, of course, you only have a three-week window in November and December in which to introduce legislation. And if anything happens outside of that period of time, you have to wait basically a year before you can introduce legislation again.
And that's got its frustrations, but at the same time, it's also a good thing, because then they can't be introducing legislation all year. So, it's ups and downs to both of it.
Yeah, New Hampshire, it definitely has some positives. I mean, I can certainly see why it was, high up in the list of choices. I mean, I was following the Free State Project, back before New Hampshire was chosen. And I was, looking to see which state they were going to pick, and I was even thinking about moving to it. And, I'm not totally opposed to New Hampshire, but, my initial reaction was I was actually a little bit disappointed. And I thought that perhaps one of the true reasons that New Hampshire was chosen is because the most populated part of the country is, let's say, maybe around the East Coast, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, New York, Massachusetts. Those are all high population states. Okay, there's a lot of frustrated, libertarians that live in those states. And I think a lot of them voted for New Hampshire just because it was close, so they could drive back.
I don't think so. No, I don't think that's the case. I mean, if you went, and you obviously weren't a participant in the Free State Project, I was, so I saw the pitches. What happened was there was a vote between 10 different states, and by the way, Pennsylvania was not one of the options. There was a vote, and each of the states had their advocates. There were different people who wanted each of those different states, and the New Hampshire people did the best job of promoting their state. They came up with 101 reasons to New Hampshire, reasons to move to New Hampshire, which is still available in an updated form over at freestateproject.org, and I would suggest you take a close look at it, because it's very persuasive and goes over a lot of really great reasons why New Hampshire was far and away the best choice, and that's why it won far and away over the others.
Science fiction, comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and form Bruce Villain's crazy opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up anything toll free at 855-450-FREE. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and you will find a variety of features on our website that are available to you for free, including the webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl is here courtesy of his website and his radio show. You can go to fpp.cc, and that is the Free Patriot Press.
Free Press Publication.
Oh, I'm sorry. It used to be Free Patriot Press.
Yes. Made the change back in July.
Free Press Publications. I should have known that. But it's still the same concept where
yes.
you are providing a publishing service for people in the Liberty Movement.
Yes.
In fact, Davi Barker, the Muslim agorist, has a book coming out that I've been reading in the LRN.FM bathroom recently. And I've been enjoying it. It's called Voluntary Islam.
Yes, the book is going to officially be available February 19th.
Same date as Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free.
I just ordered copies so that he will have copies available for sale at the Liberty Forum.
Excellent.
During the first 24 hours of release, the ebook version will be absolutely free for Kindle users.
Nice. And you can go to fpp.cc to learn Shop. More.
Shop.fpp.cc. You can pre-order the book currently.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can wait until February 19th and get the ebook absolutely free.
Outstanding. Now, also, you do a radio show, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio.
Yes.
That's on Sundays, and that is also available through fpp.cc.
Radio.fpp.cc, you'll find that. You'll also find the Freedom Minute 5-Minute Weekly Newscast.
Excellent. I know that you are looking to raise some funds to where you can take the Freedom Minute to be a daily newscast.
Yes.
And hopefully you'll be able to accomplish that because there are a couple of people that are doing that now. John Bush down in Austin has started a daily news podcast, and our very own Derek J. Has kicked one off as well.
And, you know, I have to say I'm a little disappointed with Derek.
Why?
He called me a resident of King.
Oh, that's not true.
I am not a resident. I'm an inhabitant.
Because there is a legal difference.
There is a legal difference, and...
Because legal terms do matter.
Hopefully the legislature does the right thing and passes a bill here in New Hampshire to actually once again see that legal difference between domicile and residency.
All right, so fpp.cc, that's Daryl's website. Actually, Andy's still on the line in Pennsylvania. He was talking about some of what he considers the shortcomings of New Hampshire, and it's not a perfect place.
Ballot access isn't great here either.
No. I mean, there are some problems. I mean, it is not, and you know, it's not perfect, but it was the best choice, and the people who are the members of the Free State Project chose it overwhelmingly of the 10 different states that were candidates. You had made the statement, Andy, before we went to the break, that you believe that the reason for that was that there was a large population center in the Northeast and that people wanted to just have to, you know, not move far away from where they were already living.
Well,
they could have chosen
Delaware or Vermont.
Exactly. That was going to be my point, was they could have chosen Delaware. The number one excuse or objection to New Hampshire is that it's cold, and Delaware is further south, significantly so. It was, in fact, the southernmost state of all the 10 states that were in
And it is still cold in Delaware.
It's still cold in Delaware, but it's not as cold. They don't get the same level of snow or anything like that. Delaware also has a very small population. I think only 700,000 people live in Delaware. It's very business friendly in Delaware as well. But the reason why people chose New Hampshire was because New Hampshire was the best choice. I mean, straight up, far and away, overwhelmingly the best choice. In fact, Delaware wasn't, I don't even think, in the top three. I think number two was Wyoming.
And then Vermont.
And then, was it Vermont? I thought it was Alaska, number three, but I don't...
Hello?
Yeah, you're right here.
Yeah, I was following everything back then, and I remember the 101 reasons to pick New Hampshire, and I had a couple of friends who participated in the vote. Now, I didn't. I was going to, and then, you know, I kind of got sidetracked on some other things, and so I did not, you know, sign up and vote in it myself. A couple friends of mine did, and they were very adamant about Alaska, and they had both spent time in Alaska, and they were just convinced that Alaska could be the state, and they were pretty upset when New Hampshire was chosen. But anyway, I remember that the other top states were Wyoming, Alaska,
yep.
Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota. I do remember Delaware and Vermont being discussed, but they were lower on the list, and I don't think they were ever up for serious consideration. I think on the eastern half of the U.S., the only state that anyone was taking seriously was New Hampshire. And I think that a lot of the people that are in the high population states of New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and I've talked to some of them, actually, who've admitted this to me, that they did not really want to have to go all the way out to Wyoming or Montana or North Dakota or Alaska. And that New Hampshire was close. One guy even commented, oh, I can go, you know, I can just drive down and in a few hours I can visit my family, you know, in Pennsylvania or New Jersey or whatever.
Well, certainly you have your case studies there, and they are what they are. I mean, they're your personal encounters. I chose New Hampshire, and I lived in Florida. You know, so
I know there's other people that have moved further. And again, I'm not totally knocking New Hampshire. I hate to sound totally negative. I mean,
it doesn't matter anyway, right? Because what's done is done. New Hampshire was chosen. It won overwhelmingly. It wasn't even close.
Yeah. Well, what I wanted to really focus on, though, is the lack of initiative, referendum, and recall.
And you did that. Andy, thank you for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, man. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're getting to the point of repeating the conversation.
Yeah.
So you can bring up absolutely anything that you want. If you would like to see those 101 reasons, they are over at freestateproject.org. Look on the left-hand side of the site. You do have to click, I think, under Why New Hampshire, and it'll reveal the link there, and you can look through those. I found them very persuasive. I mean, there's a lot of different points in there that deserve to be made, and many of them are still true about New Hampshire. They've been updated. It's not the original list that it was 10 years ago. They've been updating it over the years. So it's been tweaked. Things have been added to it because obviously we've had success since we've been here. And if you don't like that it's that you know New Hampshire was chosen, and it wasn't. I'm not saying he was saying that, but if you don't like that New Hampshire was chosen, well, you know, good luck. There are some other options out there. I don't know how they're going to pan out. There's the Free State Wyoming project that was created kind of as a response to you know, some people saying, well, we don't like the idea of moving to the East Coast, as though there's something wrong with New Hampshire.
It's like the whole East Coast, West Coast,
yeah, it's ridiculous
sort of beef thing.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. There were people who were signed up for the Free State Project who were able to opt out of certain states, which I did not do. I signed up as a what they call a glass eater. Whatever state was chosen, I was going to move there. So some people signed up and they said, well, I like the idea, but I'm not willing to move to Alaska, or I'm not willing to move to Vermont, or whatever states that. So they were able to kind of check off on those, and if those states were chosen, they would no longer have the obligation to move because they had opted out of them prior to the vote. And so some people would have opted out of a bunch of states because they didn't really support the concept. To me, it was the idea that was the most impressive,
right?
The idea of moving liberty-minded people all together to the same place. And somebody else that likes that idea is Jillian from statelesssuites.com. She's a Free State Project participant. In fact, she's even been posting online recently about how she's looking at moving sometime this spring.
Yay.
Up to New Hampshire. In the meantime, you can help her out by ordering some delicious sweets like English toffee, cinnamon caramel, fudge, chocolate-covered cashew brittle, and more over at statelesssweets.com. And get them in time for Valentine's Day, and do the smart thing this Valentine's Day and get your loved one something really special, and that is Stateless Sweets. Use coupon code FTL and you save yourself 10% at statelesssweets.com. And don't miss her membership program as well. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Hattler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring us anything you want and do it toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. They're all totally free, as a good talk show website should be. Go and enjoy freetalklive.com. And don't forget, you can also support Free Talk Live. One of the things you can do to support us is become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $5 a month, and we will invest that into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more Internet listeners on board, and therefore introduce new people to the ideas of freedom. It's a pretty simple process, and you can get on board with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website over at amp.freetalklive.com. Once again, it makes a big difference for Free Talk Live, so please visit amp.freetalklive.com. And you can kick off the amazing Liberty Forum weekend in the right way by attending Silver Circle's screening at Chunky's, which is a theater in Nashua.
I've got my ticket.
You're going? Oh, I'm jealous because it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be working at the time. We'll be doing the show live. We're going to be doing Free Talk Live every night from the Liberty Forum. So if you're at Chunky's on Thursday night for the screening of Silver Circle, you can come see us on Friday night because we'll be there then. We'll be there every single night. But anyway, Thursday night at 9 o'clock, doors open at 8:15 for food and drinks. That's because Chunky's is somewhere you can actually have more than just popcorn. They've got, you know, menu items and beer, from what I understand.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. You get to actually have alcohol in a movie theater. Tickets are on sale on the Liberty Forum's registration page. So, Free State Project Facebook.org/Liberty Forum. You can buy your tickets to the Silver Circle screening for just $15. Now, that gets you luxury seating, finger foods, and it includes transportation. So that's a whole package. And that's just not just $15 to go hang out with some friends in a theater. That's $15 to get you there, give you some food while you're there, and enjoyable seating as well. Cash bar will be on hand, so you can imbibe. And since you've got transportation covered, you can imbibe a lot if you want to. It is the Liberty Forum, after all. That will be something some people do. Let's see. You can join your Free State friends and learn about one more reason that this part of the country has a lot to offer for the Liberty Incline. Join us for the theatrical event you don't want to miss. Rebels Fighting the Fed with Real Money. Silver Circle, the movie, happening Thursday, February 21st at 9 o'clock. It is the very first day of the Liberty Forum. Now, the first day, there's not a whole lot going on at the hotel, actually, at the Liberty Forum. It's kind of the day when people arrive. You know, maybe some people are arriving earlier in the week, but officially most people are arriving on Thursday. There's going to be a State House tour during the daytime, and I'm not sure. There's something else that usually goes on, like a gun shoot. I really don't know what else is happening on Thursday, but usually a lot of people end up going on the State House tour, like people that are new. They don't know what New Hampshire is like. They don't know the 101 reasons, maybe. They don't know all these great political reasons why people should consider making a move to New Hampshire. I mean, there are 400 representatives, state representatives here. That's, I think, the third largest legislative body in the English-speaking world, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, something like that.
And that's tremendous. I mean, that alone is a tremendous reason to consider making the move here, because it means that getting elected to one of these seats is actually possible. The area in which you must campaign is small. The amount of houses or the amount of people to which you must, you know, advertise yourself is a relatively small amount. You could literally go door to door in a lot of these districts and meet all of the potential voters. So there are some real benefits here. And, of course, the Free State Project's 101 Reasons to Move has a lot of them laid out. I actually linked over to it on our Twitter and Facebook. So if you've never seen that before, you should take a look. But, Daryl, you pulled up the 10 states, because New Hampshire was chosen out of 10 states for the Free State Project. The voting method, and we didn't talk about this in the last segment with, I think it was Andy from Pennsylvania, the voting method was what they call the Condorcet method, where you vote numbering your choices. So out of 10, you would vote 1 through 10.
Right.
And so the choice that got the most number one votes or whatever, or the total top number of votes, would have been the number one winner. But then you still would get rankings for the rest of them. So why don't you go through the top vote-getters there?
The top vote-getter by far was New Hampshire. New Hampshire received 251 more first-place votes and 15 more second-place votes than runner-up Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Third on the list was Montana, so we were both wrong on what we thought was the third state. Then Idaho at 4, Alaska number 5. Then come the East Coast states, Maine, Vermont, Delaware at 6, 7, and 8. And then the Dakotas were 9 and 10, with South Dakota beating North Dakota at number 10.
So that right there, I think, completely invalidates Andy's hypothesis. Because what he was suggesting earlier was a couple of guys had told him that they voted for New Hampshire because it was close to where they lived. And so he believed that that was the reason why New Hampshire won, not because it was the best state overall or that it has the best reasons to move here from a liberty perspective, but because it was convenient to that mass of East Coasters. But if that were true, then that mass of East Coasters that he believes
would have
skewed those
voted
results
for Vermont, Delaware.
Right, the top results would have been New Hampshire, Vermont, Delaware, instead of New Hampshire, Wyoming,
Montana,
and Idaho, and Alaska.
Right.
So all of the western states took the next several spots. And because of the voting method, you could vote for the order of your preference. So if everybody in the East Coast wanted to stay in the East Coast, they would have voted up all those East Coast places. So, again, I don't think that argument holds water at all.
Nor do I.
Yeah. So the reason why New Hampshire was chosen was because the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire were that persuasive. And maybe there were 101 reasons to move to, North Dakota, but the people that were advocating for North Dakota didn't take the time or put the effort in to come up with that. Each one of the states had their advocates, and those advocates came up with a pitch, and all of those pitches were sent out. 5,000 people received ballots, and were able to cast their vote. So each one of those states' advocates had the chance to make their best pitch to everyone.
Yeah, North Dakota got, I believe it's 62 first and second place votes total. Okay.
I don't know what the total number of votes was. I think it was like around 2,500. I think only about half of the participants returned ballots. But so the point being, New Hampshire just whooped them. I mean, they whooped them.
Yeah.
Wyoming was my second choice, by the way, when I was voting. I chose New Hampshire, and then I think I chose Wyoming after that, and I think I chose Alaska as third. And so Wyoming obviously had a good pitch, too. Like, I remember, obviously it was good, because that's why I ranked it number two. I thought it was very persuasive, but nowhere near as persuasive as New Hampshire. It was clearly the best choice. And now that there are over 1,000 people here for the Free State Project, it's overwhelmingly the best choice. The Wyoming Free State Project hasn't really done much of anything. And there really isn't much else to talk about.
Boston Tea Party and Michael Dean.
No, there's several dozen people that have made the move for the Wyoming Free State Project, or the Free State Wyoming, as it's called. But they're scattered about across a humongous state, and this is what I'm told from somebody that's lived there for 7 years and moved there for the Free State Wyoming, was that, they're scattered about, and they're the kind of people that just want to keep to themselves and shoot their guns in their backyard. And if that's what you want, you can find that in Wyoming. Of course, you can also find that in New Hampshire. There's plenty of places to go shoot in here.
There's the Wyoming of New Hampshire is called Coos County.
There you go. It's a
only
big place.
It's not square, so it's technically not Wyoming of here.
So let's move on, because we got news stories to talk about here tonight, and one of them is from thinkprogress.org. Students at a high school in Illinois experienced a uniquely terrifying school shooting drill on Wednesday instead of conducting a regular school lockdown, which, by the way, that disturbs me, the fact that there are regular school lockdowns. This didn't happen when I was in high school. Apparently it started after Columbine, and I had graduated.
We had, where I went to high school, occasionally we would have the drug dog come through, so everybody got locked in the classroom.
Really? I don't recall that ever happening, but then again, I went to the gifted schools for a lot of the time, so maybe they just didn't bring the drug dogs
to our school. We called the school that I went to Hewitt Trustville Maximum Security Prison.
And that's what this sounds like to me. I remember being in jail, and multiple times a day, some guard goes, "Lockdown!" And everybody has to get in their cells. 855, 450 free. Of course, in jail, they didn't shoot any guns, but in this school, they did. We'll tell you more about it coming up in moments.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
These airwaves here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. Of course, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find on our site. We give them away, and if you enjoy the program and want to help support the show, then tell some friends. You know, maybe post on Facebook that you're listening to Free Talk Live, or find your favorite episode from the last week and post a link to that. Post our SoundCloud link, and the SoundCloud actually builds a player right into Facebook, and it makes it really easy to hit the play button and sample what it is that your friend that you have posted. Your friend will make it. It'll make it easy for your friend to sample that. So. That would be appreciated. And you can also go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears. Again, promote.freetalklive.com. There's a disturbing story here over at thinkprogress.org about a school, and it's a high school, Cary Grove High School in Illinois, where students were terrified on Wednesday during what was described as a regular school lockdown, where simulated gunfire occurred by shooting off blanks. High school administrators were shooting off blanks in the hallways while students locked their classroom doors, pulled the curtains, and hid. The drill, understandably, upset some parents in the area who received a letter ahead of time telling them what their children would be experiencing. According to the story, the simulation, what the letter said. The simulation will take approximately 15 to 20 minutes, during which time teachers will secure their rooms, draw curtains, and keep their students from traveling throughout the building. Please note that we will be firing blanks in the hallway in an effort to provide our teachers and students some familiarity with the sound of gunfire.
That's sad that students have to become familiar with the sounds of
gunfire. It's twisted.
Yeah.
It's sick. Our school resource officer and other members of the Cary Police Department will assist us in sweeping the building to ensure that all students are in a secure location during the drill. At the conclusion of the drill, we will take some time to process what occurred, and then we will return to our normal classroom routine. I encourage you to discuss the drill with your student both before it happens and after. These drills help our students and staff to be prepared should a crisis occur, but it may cause some students to have an emotional reaction. And yeah, it will, because that's really scary.
yeah.
to have guns being fired around you, and the idea that that's somehow now, going to increase safety is ridiculous.
Did the students know that this was going to happen, or did only the parents get notified, like, the day of?
Well, presumably the students took the letter home to their parents. Generally, that's how things work when I was in school. They didn't so much use a direct mail. They would just use the kids to be the conduits for letters that had to go home. So my guess is these were handed to the students in advance. But I don't know for sure.
I don't know. There were some things where they would just mail stuff to
sometimes.
The parents when I was in school.
Sometimes. But that was usually like a report card or something they wanted to avoid having the teenager.
Oh, they would hand us our report cards.
Schools and parents, according to Think Progress, have gone to exceedingly extreme lengths in the wake of the horrific killing of 20 children and 6 adults at Sandy Hook Elementary School to come up with ways to prepare for school gun violence. A school district in Texas is considering allowing teachers to carry concealed weapons. Parents have been purchasing bulletproof backpacks for their kids to take to school. The South Carolina legislature is even considering making a gun training class for high schoolers, and some parents even packed a gun for their 6th grader to bring to class. So, disturbing news, and I don't understand how firing blanks in the hallway is going to do anything to help acclimate students or do anything to change
Remember
how
the
things...
sound, because it might be the last thing you hear before you die.
Right. What is this going to really accomplish? I mean, what the kids are told to do in this situation is the same thing, whether there's guns being fired or not, and it's basically to cower in a classroom. Turn out the lights! Close the blinds!
It reminds me of the stories from back in, I think, the 50s and 60s, when they would do the bomb drill.
Get under your desks!
In case the Soviets nuke us,
yeah.
Get under your desk!
Because that'll stop the radiation.
Yeah.
And, you know, even as a kid, I knew that was nonsense. Now, we didn't have nuclear weapons drills, but I knew that this... It was ridiculous.
Tornado drills.
So that was one of them, yeah. The tornado, the desk is going to stop the tornado from tearing the roof off and sucking you up into the funnel cloud. That's going to stop it.
Not tornado drill, the one where you go in the hallway.
Maybe it was the hurricane drill.
I think you're thinking of hurricane drill where you.
My school, we didn't have hallways. We had it was like when you left the school or when you left the classroom, you were outside at that point. There were some covered walkways, but that was it.
Oh, so maybe it was a tornado.
It might
drill.
Have been a tornado. I don't know. It's been a long time.
I remember when I was in junior high, we had a tornado drill. And it lasted a really long time, and then afterwards we realized there actually was a tornado. That's why they kept us 45 minutes after school was over.
Oh, wow. So wait, they told you it was a drill?
Yes. tornado drill.
Way to get people to take it seriously, right? Because these things happened so many times when I was in school.
Yeah.
Nobody ever took them seriously because they were always drills. And so when something actually happens, they tell everyone it's a drill? I mean, if they would have told you it was really the tornado actually there, then maybe the kids would have taken it more seriously.
Well, the thing is, after about half an hour, we sort of realized something was up.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of started making jokes about, hey, I wonder if things are just going to start flying through here and stab us in the head.
So in other news, Daryl, you have something to share about the Columbia Space Shuttle. This was the one that blew up as it was taking off.
The one that disintegrated upon reentry 10 years ago today.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I was confusing with the Challenger.
Yeah. The Columbia, apparently NASA knew that it would likely disintegrate upon reentry and decided not to tell the crew.
Oh, wow.
And this just came out. A couple of days ago, I saw it earlier today, or actually it did come out today at 10:11 this morning, this from rawstory.com, says a NASA flight director has revealed that personnel on the ground knew in 2003 that the space shuttle Columbia would not likely survive reentry, but chose not to inform the vessel's crew. According to an ABC News report from Thursday, which would be yesterday, when faced with the choice of letting the astronauts die, trying to come home, or leaving them to orbit until they ran out of air, high-ranking NASA officials chose to let the Columbia crew die in ignorance of what was to befall them.
I guess if that's what you have to choose, that probably makes the most sense.
Lane Hell, who became a space shuttle program manager in the year after Columbia's disaster, wrote on his blog Thursday about the meeting among ground personnel at Johnson Space Center as they grappled with the decision. Video of Columbia's takeoff showed a briefcase-sized chunk of foam breaking off an engine and colliding with the shuttle's wing, gouging a hole in the shield designed to protect the craft from furious heat generated as it crossed the vacuum of space into the atmosphere. And I posted this online, and Sam Dodson, who you referenced earlier, he made a comment that the secret space fleet could have saved these people. And I put, no, that's not possible, because then it would no longer be a secret.
Right.
So this just came out, and it says, on February 3rd, 2003, engineers and managers watched helplessly as the vehicle broke up into a trail of fireballs in the upper atmosphere, killing all seven astronauts on board.
Wow.
And then it lists the astronauts that were on board. The surviving children of the astronauts will take part in a commemorative ceremony to be held on the 10th anniversary of the accident, which was today.
Man, that's a shocker, huh?
Yeah. So, well, when faced with that decision, what do you do? Tell people, hey, you're probably not going to survive reentry, so just stay up there. But here's a really interesting question that was raised in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Was, why not send them to the International Space Station?
There's probably not enough room.
Right, but still, you could do something other than just,
yeah,
we're going to let you all die upon reentry instead of trying to save you.
Mm, good question. And I don't know enough about, you know, the space program to really be able to answer that. You would think they would have considered that as an option, right? I mean, there aren't too many other things you can do up there.
Well, you think that if this were a private group instead of, you know, government-run bureaucrats, maybe a private organization would be incentivized to find a way to save their crew.
Or maybe they would have thought it up in advance and had an escape pod or had a second rocket, you know, that could come to the rescue. In this case, there's not another space shuttle that you can just send up there because NASA's just a big government bureaucracy.
Well, they actually had three shuttles, Challenger being one that exploded in 86, this one, and then the final one was just recently put out of service.
So they, in theory, could have sent something up there.
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't worth the cost. They'd rather just let some people die.
Yeah.
That's how the government works. See you tomorrow.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.